Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Coming up to 9:10, and it's time for Black, Blue or Green. Today we're starting our new feature that aims to let us live our lives a little more green. Black, Blue or Green, in honour of Julian's bin rotation fixation.
Oh, very good.
There you go. TerraCycle has made a business out of recycling the things we didn't think were possible to recycle, like, I don't know, toothpaste tubes, coffee pods and crisp packets. All of them can now be collected, for example, at Cambridgeshire County Council, which is now an official crisp packet recycling drop-off location at its Shire Hall office on Castle Hill. And we have Stephen Clark from TerraCycle on the line joining us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you have many... morning, Steve. Do you have many operations like the one here with Cambridgeshire County Council?
Yeah, I mean, we have what we call public drop-off locations all over the UK. We've got about 6,500 of them across the various programmes we run, and they're visible on our website on the different types of waste that you mentioned. So if you want to go and recycle crisp packets, you literally go to the crisp packet recycling scheme, put your postcode in on the map and it will tell you where your nearest point is, where it is, what hours it's open and what waste you can take back. We have them, as well as for crisp packets, we do them for things like bread packaging, we do it for pens, we do it for toothbrushes, toothpaste tubes, we do it for confectionery wrappers, so chocolate bars and treat wrappers, we do it for biscuits and snack packaging, we do it for... home and air care waste, so plastic air fresheners and sort of trigger heads and flip-top caps off your sort of home cleaning products. We do it for personal care and beauty products, disposable gloves, contact lenses, and even cigarette waste. So these are all things that the council won't want to be having in its recycling bin because they can't recycle it. You literally take it to your nearest drop-off point, or on some of the programs you can sign up as a private collector. But what I'd always recommend, so it's more environmentally friendly, is have a look on our map, see where your nearest drop-off point is. If there is one, please use it. Then we get larger volumes of waste sent in, which is obviously more environmentally friendly. And if there isn't a drop-off point for your area, then why not consider setting your own up?
That's interesting. I know one of our presenters here, Liz, at the school where her children attend, I think they've got a particular programme. They're collecting a few of things, I think, through TerraCycle. And then they're able, I think, to get some cash back, if you like. Some funds go in.
Yeah, well, they're what most programs that we run are what we call recycling fundraising schemes. So we incentivise people. So we have to work with brands to make these programs manageable. Like, we'd love to recycle everything in the world, but unless somebody makes the economics work, it's just simply not possible. So you mentioned at the start the Walkers program, which is for crisp packets. So Walkers kindly sponsor that program for us. So they pay the free postage for the consumer to send the crisp packets in. They also pay a small charity donation. So on that program, you have to send in a minimum of 2 kilograms of crisp packets in order to get the minimum charity donation. But basically, it then accounts that you earn 1 pence per crisp packet. So you can redeem those points for the school, charity or non-profit of your choice. And we pay out to those beneficiaries twice a year. So anything that collectors, the people who are sending the waste in, send in to us by the end of April, we pay out in June. And then anything that's then redeemed by the end of October, we pay out in December. But so far in the UK, our recycling programmes have raised almost £750,000 for schools, charities and non-profits.
Oh, that's pretty good going. But something like the crisp packet thing, if for some strange reason I prefer Golden Wonder to Walkers, can I take those packets in as well? Or are Walkers only concerned about recycling Walkers crisp packets?
No. On that programme, Walkers will accept back any brand of crisp packets. So it's not just their own. They're taking any brand. And that's how it runs on most of the programmes. We always try and encourage the brands that sponsor the programmes to kind of cover what we call the whole category. So it's the same on the biscuit and snack packaging programme. That's sponsored by McVitie's, but they'll take any brand back. It's the same on the Nestlé programme for confectionery wrappers. They'll take any wrapper of chocolate bar or sweet wrapper. It's the same on the oral care programme. That's sponsored by Colgate, but they'll take any brand back. So always check on what we call the programme page on our website. If people want to go and have a look, find their nearest drop-off or sign up to a programme, you know, as a private collector or even to run your own public location, just go to www.terracycle, which is T-E-R-R-A and then cycle.com.
Brilliant. So these are, you know, lots of daily usable items which aren't generally recyclable, which now have become recyclable, which is great news. But what happens to the products once they've been collected?
Well, I mean, all the waste comes back into our warehouse, which is in Darwin, just outside Blackburn. We kind of aggregate the waste there, so we have a large volume. One of the reasons we can recycle it, and the council doesn't want to do it, is we're only getting one type of waste back at a time. So even if a location collects on five or six different waste streams, they'll only send us all crisp packets or all pens or all oral care waste. So it all comes back. It's kind of stockpiled. So we have a large volume. We probably need between 10 and 25 tons as a rule before we can process it. We don't own any manufacturing or any recycling equipment ourselves. But what we do, we come up with a process to recycle it through our R&D team. And then we find the recyclers in the UK who have the right pieces of equipment. It then goes over to these companies and they recycle it. And the standard process, and it will vary slightly depending on the type of polymer and type of plastic we're talking about, is the material is shredded, it's washed, and it's then either converted into pellets or flakes. And then you can use these to either injection or compression mold. So you can either make smaller items like storage containers or waste bins, or you can make larger, more durable items like fence posts, garden walkways, picnic tables, a whole host of things, really. But what we're doing is we're getting the manufacturers of these kind of products to use our recycled material rather than using virgin plastics, which is obviously better for the environment as well.
So it's reusing plastic, isn't it? Reusing plastic, which hitherto, and we know all the problems that plastic causes in the world, it's reusing plastics which, well, wouldn't be reused, and also preventing and stopping the creation of new plastic to add to the problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's always much better to reuse, recycle, or upcycle your material. Even sort of refill is very good as well. So, I mean, in terms of what your local council will accept, most councils across the UK, and there's a little bit of difference, will accept paper, cardboard, aluminium cans, plastic bottles, and then some rigid plastics like food trays or yogurt pots. Anything else, particularly anything that's flexible, like a crisp packet or a biscuit wrapper, for example, they won't want, because they're, one, hard to collect, separate, and then it costs more to recycle it than what the end raw pellet is worth. And if something is kind of made of a multi-material, like a toothbrush or a pen, for example, again, they won't want it because it's just very difficult to kind of separate out at the household waste recycling centres.
The problem here, though, David, is just so it's just so flippant complicated. In my kitchen, I now have a little box in which I put in things like tin cans. This is just to save a 2 metre journey to my bins. Tin cans or say some of the Terra packs, which orange juice might come in. A box of those. I've got a box of coffee capsules, which I take around for one of your recycling programs, which I think the local Brownies does up in Arbury here. So I take those over there. I now have another box, which I've recently instigated for crisp packets. It's, you know, I'm going to have to build an extension on my kitchen to get all of this in.
I mean, it's difficult because there's no uniformity across the UK, and different councils will accept different things. It is difficult for consumer. What I would say is always check with your local council the things that they want and the things that they don't want. Because people often say to me, "Oh, I can already put the waste that TerraCycle runs a recycling program in my local council's collection box, and they take it away." They might take it away, but if they haven't asked you for it, it won't get recycled. It'll just get siphoned out at the recycling centre. And it might even mean that the rest of your material, which they do want, some of it will get taken out, because it's human error there. So always check what the council wants. There's also a very good site called recyclenow.co.uk. Again, if you pop your postcode in there, it'll tell you what you can recycle locally, not just with the council, but it'll tell you if there's any collection points where you can take things like batteries or plastic carrier bags. Lots of supermarkets, for example, will accept those back.
Oh, that's very good, very useful to know. So recycle now for that, and also, of course, your own TerraCycle website, so we can keep track of the crisp packets and the coffee pods and everything else. Stephen, thank you very much for joining us this morning to talk about all of that. That's Stephen Clark, who is with TerraCycle. It's 9:19, and we'll turn our attention one more time to road and rail.
Cambridge 105 Radio.